Live football at the moment. Chelsea 1-0 against Norwich in the 84th minute of the FA Cup match. So it looks like they are going to get through to the next round. Swansea City 2-1 over Wolverhampton Wanderers. But this is the big one, Robbie Slater. Wigan Athletic 3-0 against Bournemouth. That is a full-time score. Good morning, mate.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, well, the FA Cup, as you know, can always throw up upsets. And certainly that is one. Bournemouth, you had a good win in the Premier League last week. So that's a bit of a surprise. But that's what happens in the FA Cup. You know, you take your foot off the pedal and the clubs from the lower divisions, they're all full-time professional and they can throw up the upset.
Yeah.
You certainly can. What about to Everton, mate? They've completed this signing. It's a pretty big signing for them too. Theo Walcott from Arsenal. It's $20 million on a 3.5-year contract.
Yeah, look, that's a good sign. You know, they've stabilised somewhat without being absolutely fantastic. And they're still, you know, definitely within striking distance of trouble in respect to relegation. But since Sam's gone there, you know, they certainly have evened out. This reminds me of a player they signed years ago when, not that many years ago, but they signed a player from Tottenham called Alan Lennon. Similar type of player to Theo Walcott. Small, compact, very, very quick and direct. No, that'll be a good signing.
Mm. What about Inter Milan with Daniel Sturridge? Seems to be, with some of the strikers there, out of favour in Liverpool. Is this deal going ahead?
Well, it could do. It depends on how much he wants to leave England.
Right.
And look, his days at Liverpool have been marred by terrible injuries and constant injuries. So, you know, I think Jurgen Klopp at one point's just gone, he's had enough. You just couldn't rely on him. And that's why he signed quite a few strikers. And obviously Mane is doing very well. Salah, you know, there's certain starters and Firmino. So, yeah, not surprising. Whether he'll get that deal will be done, you'd expect that he's going to move somewhere.
Mm.
Got to ask you about Craig Moore, Robbie.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a shock that he's decided to leave Brisbane. The Brisbane Roar, he was the football director up there. Are you shocked?
Yes, I am, because I didn't... Normally, I know Moore quite well, and I thought might have heard a rumour of this, but it sort of came as just out of the blue. And look, they're in all sorts of... They're in a world of pain, Brisbane Roar, with obviously the position on the table. They're second from bottom. And Wellington seem to be getting a little bit better. So, you know, big game tonight, obviously, against Perth. And, you know, Craig Moore just throws doubt and a shadow over what's going on up there. And John Aloisi is under pressure. And, you know, he's a big boy. He knows that, you know, it's a results-driven business. And... You know, if he's not going to get the results and turn that around soon, that he'll be under pressure, as is Kenny Lowe for Perth Glory. But on back to Craig Moore, obviously we're going to find out a bit more about what's gone on, but it's certainly not a good sign for anyone up there that he's walked out.
Okay, all right. So it's not a good sign that he's leaving. The new owners are there. There's the disappointment with the performances, and John Aloisi's under pressure. Is his leaving a good thing for John Aloisi, or is it maybe the start of the end for John?
Well, you know, they get on very well. So
right.
I'm quite surprised. So there was no hint or at all of that animosity between the two. Now, whether there's been a fallout, there might have been, given the suddenness of the decision. Now, that is one possibility. The other is the owners have been, you know, not very good up there, to say the least.
But, right.
You know, they haven't really helped in respect to, you know, training facilities and a lot of off-the-field stuff and also, you know, paying wages on time. So whether Craig Moore has had enough on that side of it and decided to leave because of that, as I said, we'll have to find out.
I've got to ask you just quickly on the owners of The Roar, being a Brisbane boy, they are an Indonesian company.
Yep.
Do you think that the FFA will be keeping them around, or there'll be some serious warnings coming their way due to just sort of, it seems like a bit of chaos happening behind closed doors up there?
Yeah, look, I think there probably has been warnings from the FFA, but gee, I wouldn't hold your breath. The FFA got their own problems at the moment, and there's no way they're going to threaten the owners of one of the clubs at the moment. I just don't think the game's in a position to do that. But, you know, we should be, and they should be warned, but they have breached the Under A-League rules, you know, for the last 12 months. And at the end of the day, it is up to the FFA to sort out the problems up there.
Mm. Their favourites tonight, incredibly, the Brisbane Roar, $2. The draw, $3.85, and Perth Glory, $3.30. How do you see this one going, Robbie?
Yeah, look, I think Brisbane are favourites only on the fact that Perth Glory have so many players out and key players.
Right.
Their main player, Castro, who scored that equaliser for Perth Glory at Melbourne Victory, looked like it got them a point before Barbarossa scored the winner. Well, they said he's 50-50, but we're hearing he's out, Keogh's in doubt, and they got a host of other players out, midfielders, defenders. So it's really only I would tip Brisbane, but even given what I've just given you, that information, I wouldn't be too sure about it. I wouldn't be putting too much on it.
Well, it's funny. We had information before from the tab that Perth had actually had a bit of support. So I guess watch that price throughout the afternoon. What about ANZ tomorrow night? The Wanderers take on Melbourne Victory. This would be a really good game, mate.
Yeah, it is a good game. And look, because of the inconsistency of pretty much every team apart from the top two, everyone's still in with a chance pretty much of making the top six. Maybe you take out Brisbane and Wellington right down the bottom. So this is an important game in respect to finishing in that top four. And Victory with a good win last week, not really convincing. Wanderers certainly not convincing last week. So, look, I think Victory will win this. I just think with the players they have, as the season wears on, you know, the experience of Milligan, of Berisha, of Barbarossa, Leroy George has been a great pickup for them. Look, it'll be tough against Wanderers at ANZ, but they do have a very good record against the Wanderers in recent times. I'd go for Victory.
Yeah, all right. Well, we can have a chat about that more tomorrow when we do chat. Good on you, Robert. We'll speak then.
Cheers, boys.